ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බලම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 8ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, this bill that the government presenting today, on behalf of the opposition, I'd like to put it on record that we are supporting the bill. So there is no question of voting against this bill. This bill, in Section 3, states as follows: provided that the notices of nominations in terms of Section 26 of the ordinance shall be published on such date as the Election Commission may determine by order published in the Gazette, and such date shall, however, be a date not later than 3 months from the date of coming into operation of this Act. Now, this is what this bill that we are passing today says. So it basically says that from, say, if this bill gets its assent and the Speaker signs it today itself, you have 3 months to call for nominations, not elections, merely call for nominations. Now, as far as the opposition and certainly our party is asking the government to consider is this. Now, I am a single member party. I am the only member from my party. I am also the general secretary of my party. The moment you call nominations, Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, I can't be in this parliament. I have to go around filling nomination forms because I am the person who has to sign off on every single form. Now, how can I then take part in this debate? I have got a mandate from my people to come and contribute in this debate during this budget. So what we are asking is at least till the 21st of March, which is when this budget finishes, please don't call for nominations. On midnight of the 21st, you call for nominations. But if you call for it before, I am disenfranchised. I am already, as a single member of parliament from my party, not in any committee. I can't sit in any committee because you all are so strict with regards to the number of members that can join in the committee, and you all are not prepared to increase the numbers adequately so that you all keep a majority but also increase the opposition. I can't serve in a single committee. So the only purpose I have as a member of parliament is to come and speak here, and that also in the budget, because the budget is our budget. It's our debate. We are the one who needs the time to speak. And you are effectively disenfranchising me if you are going to call for nominations before the end of the budget. I'm not talking about any other amendments that the other honorable members from the opposition spoke of. There are shortcomings, so let it be. It applies to everybody. We will somehow get over those shortcomings, or maybe even amend the laws on a future date, because these local government elections have not been held. Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, the Supreme Court long time ago said that the election should be held. So your government knew that the Supreme Court's thinking was that these elections must not be postponed. Despite that, you all have asked for 3 months. You could have asked for 1 month. You could have asked for 2 weeks. You have in your own law, despite the Supreme Court saying previously that the elections must not be postponed, must be held as early as possible, you have asked for a further 3 months. This is your law. This is what you have asked. This is what you are passing today. So we are not asking for it to be postponed beyond 3 months. I can understand if our members from the opposition are asking that these elections must go beyond 3 months. Then you accusing us of saying that we are postponing the elections is fair. We are not asking for 1 day beyond that 3 months. Quite the contrary. What we are asking is, please don't call for nominations till the 21st of March. The Supreme Court says as early as possible. And what that means is as early as practicable. Is it practicable to call for an election effectively where we as members of parliament and leaders of parties have to contribute in our budget debates, but at the same time call so that as party secretary that I have to be in the electorate signing nomination papers? Is it physically possible? There's something wrong here. So we are not being unreasonable. The good lady who spoke before me quoted from the judgment saying that you have to be reasonable when you decide the date. Isn't this a reasonable reason to have the nominations called for not before the 21st of March. So I kindly ask the Honourable Prime Minister and the Honourable Minister concerned to weigh in if we all together tell the Commission that there is this practical problem, then the Commission will obviously understand and will agree. That is all we are asking. I'm not asking for anything else. Only till the 21st, till the vote is finished, because we have to come and speak here. That's the only opportunity we have to serve as a Member of Parliament. I'm not able to contribute to this Parliament in any other way, except speak for this measly 10 minutes or 8 minutes today. This is the type of work that we are asked to do. On top of that, if you are trying to deny that practically by calling for this election before the 21st, I think it's extremely unfortunate that a party that had only about 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 members all this while should understand that practical difficulty. Should understand. Last time when your president was in opposition with only 3 members, he was the most vociferous. He was the most vociferous advocate for changing the numbers, to increasing the numbers in the committees, so that in some way the opposition parties, especially the smaller parties, will get a chance. Today we have been completely bulldozed over on every aspect. This is another one. This is another one. So this is not fair. If you genuinely respect democracy, democracy is not about sticking to timelines. Democracy is about enfranchising people as much as possible. What you are doing is effectively disenfranchising us. And I urge the Honourable Prime Minister and the Minister concerned to weigh in on these facts. These are not, you know, we are not calling for any unreasonable amendments. All we are asking is at least wait till the midnight of the 21st of March, after which you can call, and after which we are also ready to face the election. The other thing is, I want to tell you, we, like the NPP in the previous parliament, were the only parties. We were the only 2 parties that refused to meet Ranil Wickremesinghe. Why? Because we felt that he did not have a mandate. We refused to go. When President Wickremesinghe was prepared to discuss the ethnic problem, we refused to go and meet him because we said he has no right to discuss it. So that is how seriously we consider legitimacy. That is how seriously we consider the fault of getting to a position without a mandate. So we want that. The moment the Aragalia took off, we said that this parliament must be dissolved. That the moment the Prime Minister and the President resigned, this parliament also should go because it did not have a mandate, because the people were calling for a complete reversal of its mandate that they gave 2 years before. So we were the people who actually wanted elections. And despite that, all we are asking is that you wait till the 21st of March. And if the government, together with the opposition, approaches the commission and asks them to have a reasonable date after the 21st of March, I'm sure they will consider. But to not to do so, Honourable Deputy Chairman of Committees, is to effectively disenfranchise parties such as us. Thank you.